Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cavehill, celebrating its 60th anniversary. September 13, 1816, House of Assembly considers security measures. On this day, September 13, 1816, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette reported that at a meeting of the Assembly, which took place at Freemasons Hall on August 13th, the House proceeded with the reading of the Militia Bill. Mr. Mayors, who moved the bill, wished to ascertain if members were prepared to go into committee at once, or if they would like to have more time to consider the subject. The Assembly concluded that more time was necessary to review the bill. Mr. Mayors then introduced the Short Bill. Afterwards, the clerk was directed to prepare copies of the new bill and disseminate it to the members. The purpose of the bill was to increase the frequency with which the militia met and to adopt regulations which would more effectively ensure peace and tranquility. This debate on the militia was in response to two messages sent by Governor James Leith to the House, the first of which concerned military expenditure. In his first message, Governor Leith suggested that a chain of military posts should be established throughout the island. He then entreated the House of Assembly to sanction the expenditure of £1,000, which had been expended during the recent suspension of civil authority. Furthermore, he recommended that a sum not exceeding £1,500 be voted to construct new barracks at Gunhill and Moncrief's Point, and to repair the barracks at Spikestone and Holton. The governor's message also informed the legislature that documents itemizing costs incurred in the April slave rebellion and those requisite for maintaining security of the island would be submitted to the Assembly upon their completion. He also assured the House that during the insurrection, he had judiciously deployed the military resources at his disposal to reestablish law and order. After some deliberation and amendments, the Short Militia Bill, moved by Mr. Mears and seconded by Mr. Pinder, was then passed by a majority of the Assembly. On this day, September 13, 1816, the House of Assembly voted to enhance the security apparatus on the island, shoring up military fortifications and enhancing the capabilities of the militia were prioritized by Governor Leith and the Assembly following the instability and wide-scale destruction of property caused by the 1816 Buster Rebellion.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.